Proverbs 4 and verse 9. It says, she shall give to thine head an ornament of grace, a crown of glory shall she deliver to thee. This is, again, speaking of wisdom. So when wisdom is exalted, it'll promote thee. And whenever it's embraced, it'll bring thee to honor. We just saw there in Proverbs 4 and verse 8. And then he continues, Solomon continues, she shall give to thine head an ornament of grace. This is what happens whenever wisdom is exalted and embraced. So when it's highly esteemed and held on to, she will give to thine head an ornament of grace. Ornament is any adjunct or accessory, primarily for use, but not excluding decoration or embellishment, equipment, furniture, attire, trappings. It is something employed to adorn, beautify, or embellish, or that naturally does this, a decoration, embellishment. So I think we know what an ornament is. Everybody probably thinks of a Christmas tree when they think of ornaments, right? It makes the tree pretty, right? So that idolaters have a nice thing to look at, you know, whenever they're practicing their idolatry. It says, she shall give to thine head an ornament of grace. Grace is pleasing quality or gracefulness. It's the quality of producing favorable impressions, attractiveness, charm. Now, usually with more restricted application, the attractiveness or charm belonging to elegance of proportions or especially ease and refinement of movement, action, or expression. It also means pleasantness of flavor. It means an attractive or pleasing quality or feature, something that imparts beauty or an ornament, the part in which the beauty of a thing consists. So whenever an ornament of grace is an ornament of beauty, an ornament of attraction, right? When you talk about a woman that's full of grace, right? She's graceful, right? She's attractive, she's beautiful, she's dressed well, she looks nice, right? That's what grace means in this sense. This is not grace like the grace that saved us, unmerited favor. This is an entirely different definition of grace. So when wisdom is exalted and embraced, she makes the possessor attractive to others, like a woman adorned with fine clothing and jewelry. So when you think about that, think about the beautiful woman adorned, right, with that looks very nice. Well, whenever wisdom is embraced and loved and held on to and exalted, you're made like that woman, very attractive, well-dressed. Now, since wisdom resides in the mind, which is where the head is, right, then it's fitting that the ornament is placed on the head, right? It says, she shall give to thine head an ornament of grace, because that's where wisdom is. Foolishness comes from the heart, right, from the emotion, when people make decisions emotionally. But wise decisions come from the head. It says, the next part of the verse says, a crown of glory shall she deliver to thee. A crown is an ornamental fillet, wreath, or similar encircling ornament for the head, worn for personal adornment, or as a mark of honor or achievement. A corona or a coronal or wreath, I don't know if coronal, probably coronal, or wreath of leaves or flowers. Now, we typically think of a crown like a golden crown, which goes around the head. But if you think about it, have you ever seen the pictures of the Roman Caesars, and they'll have the leaf, the crown of leaves going around their head? So that's what this definition is referring to there. But anyway, it's an ornament that goes on the head. It's a crown of glory. Glory is exalted, praise, honor, or admiration accorded by common consent to a person or thing, honorable fame, renown. So the crown of glory is it's a figurative encircling ornament of the head, which is a display of honor and achievement, right? Whenever somebody wins the race, or, you know, wins wins the homecoming court vote, they get the crown, right? Right. So you get this display of honor and achievement, which is not really an achievement to win that. It's probably a popularity contest, and if you happen to be the prettiest one. But anyway, but that's what a crown of glory is, figuratively. This crown will be delivered by wisdom. because it says, a crown of glory shall she deliver to thee. So wisdom is the one that's putting that crown on your head. In other words, the crown comes via wisdom. If you have wisdom, the crown comes, right? You end up being put in a position of honor and glory if you have wisdom. Now, I want to look into this crown of glory thing just a little bit here. It says in Proverbs 16 and verse 31 that the hoary head is a crown of glory. It's always good whenever we want to understand what words and phrases mean. If we can find that word or phrase used elsewhere in Scripture and look at it, we can get a good idea by comparing Scripture with Scripture. Proverbs 16:31 says, the hoary head is a crown of glory if it be found in the way of righteousness. Anybody know what hoary means?
White.
White. Yes, you looked in the outline. Cheater.
You didn't say that we...
Yeah. Right. Hoary. You ever hear, like the Bible talks about the hoarfrost? That's H-O-A-R, hoarfrost. Like the white frost is white, right? So the hoary head, the white head, the guy with the white or the girl with the white hair, in other words. So the hoary head is a crown of glory. It also says in Proverbs 20 and verse 29, the gray head of old men is their beauty. Proverbs 20, 29. You're starting to get there, so you've got a couple of grays.
What if you don't have any hair?
I have a beard, and I'm getting some grays in the head.
You're getting some hoary beard.
I have a hoary beard. Actually, I do have grays if they grow out, the ones that are left anyway. Proverbs 20 and verse 29. But you know what happened to the kids that made fun of the Elijah or Elisha go up the bald head? And he was cursed. Cursed them in the name of the Lord, and they were torn, 40 and two of them were torn by two she-bears. Proverbs 20 and verse 29. So beware of making fun of the bald pastor.
I was just asking a question. Mm.
Proverbs 20, 29. Says, the glory of young men is their strength, and the beauty of old men is the gray head. So the gray head should be a beautiful thing. And I think most of the time, men that go gray, most of the time, I think it looks pretty nice, really. It's not, to me, it's not something to be, scorned or shied away from. I think it looks nice. So white and gray hair is a sign of age, obviously. And wisdom should come with age. Job 32 and verse 7. Should. Job 32, 7. That's Psalms. Job 32, 7. This is Job's friend, Elihu. There was four men that came to Job. There was the three that came, Bildad and Zophar and I forget the other guy's name. Anyway, they came and they spent the first 30-some chapters berating Job unrelentlessly, just over-the-top, ridiculous stuff that they were saying, which the vast majority of it was not true about Job. Some of it was true in general of wicked men, but they were applying all these horrible things to Job, and Job didn't do any of these things. So these guys were not wise. They were old. They were very old. It says someplace in here that they are, I think he might have even said, yeah, right here in verse 6, and Elihu, the son of Barachel, the Buzite, answered and said, I am young and ye are very old. Wherefore I was afraid and durst not show you mine opinion. And young people ought to take lesson from here. You should let older people speak first. If they show themselves to be fools, then correct them, but you give them the chance to speak first. Well, anyway, these three had spoken for a long time, and Job had been defending himself, and Elihu finally has enough. And he's going to set them in their place and Job in his place. So he's being younger, he takes his time and he lets them spew forth all of their nonsense. And then he's going to take the floor here. Verse 7. He said, I said, days should speak, and multitude of years should teach wisdom. So older people should be wise. Wisdom should come with age. Unfortunately, sometimes it doesn't. Verse 9. Great men are not always wise, neither do the aged understand judgment. So yes, days should speak, years should teach wisdom, but sometimes great men, meaning old men, are not always wise. And that's a really sad thing. It's a sad thing when you find an old fool. It's bad enough to find a young fool. They're everywhere. But it's sad to find an old fool. That just shouldn't be. This is sadly the case far too often today. And I am sad to say, but I don't see much wisdom coming out of our parents' generation, sadly. You look around. Look around at our parents' generation, people in their 60s, 70s, whatever. I don't see a ton of wisdom coming from that generation in general. Really. Think about it. How many people in that generation would you go to get some sound advice that their lives aren't in some screwed up mess already? It's sad. How many old people do you know living out sound biblical principles in their lives?
A few.
A few, but not very many. You just look around, just in general. I don't see very many.
Minority.
Yeah, the vast minority. When you find one, you latch onto them. Mm-hmm. Because they're hard to find. And it shouldn't be the case. I have a feeling that in generations past, you could find an old person and you found a wise person, typically. Because in generations past, people were brought up under the Bible, with the Bible, learning the Bible, going to church. But our parents' generation grew up in the 60s, in some of the worst decades that this country had ever known until these more recent ones. And a lot of them grew up without the Bible. They didn't grow up learning anything. And that's why you have, you know, a foolish baby boomer generation, a self-indulged generation that are only concerned about themselves, that are a bunch of spoiled brats, basically. A lot of them are. Not all of them, but sadly, way too many of them are. And their kids are just that much worse. It's really sad. In other words, an aged person's white head should signify wisdom. When you find somebody with a white head, they should be wise. But white hair and age alone do not make a man wise. Just because you have managed to survive on this earth for 60 or 70 or 80 years doesn't necessarily mean you're wise. You know, just because your heart is beated many tens of thousands of times and you've taken lots of breaths doesn't necessarily mean you're wise. Just because a man is old doesn't automatically make him wise. You know what makes a man wise? A man's decisions make him wise. The hoary head is a crown of glory if it be found in the way of righteousness. Proverbs 16 and verse 31. So we younger people here, we're still young, we're under 40, we're all young, right? We younger people here, if we want to be wise, it's not just waiting another 30 years until we get old. That's not going to make us wise. What's going to make us wise? Making good decisions. And how are we going to do that? By reading and studying and learning and understanding the Word of God and putting those principles into practice in our lives. That will make us wise, not our age. So, I will end with that tonight and just let that be an exhortation, because there's nothing worse than an old and foolish king who will no more be admonished, as the Scripture says. So, as we grow old, we want to grow wise, Lord willing.
What verse is that?
Ecclesiastes. It's in the latter chapters of Ecclesiastes.